Raising children is one of the most rewarding yet challenging experiences one can have. As a parent, understanding the different stages of a child and risk's development is crucial, not only for their growth but also for maintaining harmony and functionality within the home. This understanding is particularly significant in the context of real estate, where the dynamics of your home environment play a pivotal role in your family's well-being. Here, we break down the four key stages of raising kids and how to navigate each phase effectively. Stage 1. The foundation years, 0 to 5. In the early years of a child's life, from 0 to 5, your primary role is to teach them discipline. This stage is about setting boundaries and establishing a sense of structure and routine. Your home during this period should be safe and conducive to learning basic rules and understanding consequences. Tips for the home. Childproofing. Ensure safety by childproofing the home, including securing cabinets, covering electrical outlets, and using gates to block off unsafe areas. Designated play areas. Create spaces where children can explore and play safely. These areas should be free from hazards and filled with educational toys. Stage 2. The training years, 5 to 12. As children grow from 5 to 12, the focus shifts from discipline to training. This is when you start instilling values, teaching skills, and encouraging independence. Your role evolves into one of guidance and instruction. Tips for the home. Study spaces. Establish quiet, dedicated areas for homework and study to foster good habits. Activity zones. Include areas for hobbies and physical activities to support their interests and physical development. Stage 3. The coaching years, 12 to 18. From 12 to 18, you transition into a coaching role. Teenagers require support as they navigate more complex social, academic, and personal challenges. Coaching involves offering advice, listening, and helping them make decisions. Tips for the home. Privacy and independence. Provide private spaces for teenagers to give them a sense of independence while still being available for support. Open communication. Design common areas that encourage family interaction, ensuring that lines of communication remain open. Stage 4. The friendship years, 18 plus. Once your children turn 18 and enter adulthood, your role becomes more of a friend. At this stage, they seek companionship, advice, and support on an equal footing. Tips for the home. Guest-friendly spaces. Create comfortable guest rooms or living areas where adult children can feel welcome to visit. Shared spaces. Maintain areas where family gatherings can happen, fostering a continued sense of connection and togetherness. Avoiding common parenting pitfalls. It and risk's crucial not to blur the lines between these stages. For instance, being a friend when you should be training or disciplining can lead to confusion and misbehavior. Similarly, seeking emotional support from your children due to a lack of support from your spouse can cause you to inappropriately bond with them at the wrong stage. Key takeaways. Stay consistent. Maintain clear boundaries and expectations appropriate for each stage of development. Seek support. Address marital or personal frustrations through proper channels rather than relying on your children for emotional support. Adapt your home. Modify your living space to reflect the needs of your children at each stage of their growth. Conclusion. Navigating the stages of raising children requires awareness and adaptation, both in your parenting approach and in your home environment. By understanding and respecting the distinct needs of each developmental phase, you can create a nurturing and functional home that supports your children's growth and your family's overall well-being. Remember, a well-structured home is the foundation of a well-structured life.